Welcome back. In this Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're doing a very specific, very timeless drum and bass skill, balancing old school atmosphere so your roller keeps that forward momentum. Because that's the tightrope, right? Old school jungle and early DNB is space, tapish grit, emotional haze. But a roller is about motion, clarity, and the feeling that the groove is dragging you forward whether you want it to or not. So today, the vibe is not the main character. The groove is, the atmos is support. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar roller skeleton, a clean drum rack foundation, a tucked brake layer for old school movement, a simple but effective sub and mid bass engine, and an atmosphere bus that feels wide and nostalgic but never slows the drums down. Step 0. Set up the session for momentum. Set your tempo to the roller zone. 172 to 176 BPM. Start at 174. Time signature 4/4. Now create four groups right away so you mix like a producer and not like someone stacking chaos, drums, bass, atmos, and FX or vocal or stabs, whatever you call it, make it a place for one shots, throws, and ear candy. Then create three return tracks. This matters because old school atmosphere is mostly about controlled sends. Return A is short verb. Return B is long verb. Return C is delay. On short verb, load hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode. Set the decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds. And inside the reverb, high pass it somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. That one move keeps your groove from turning into soup. On long verb, hybrid reverb again. Convolution or algorithmic, either is fine. Set decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds. Pre-delay 25 to 45 milliseconds. And filter it. High pass 350 to 600 Hz. Low pass somewhere like 8 to 12 kHz. The long reverb is the cloud, but it should be a filtered cloud. On delay, use echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Keep feedback low, like 10 to 25%. Then filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass 6 to 10 kHz. The delay should feel like depth, not like extra hi-hats. Cool. Now we build drums that roll, not stomp. Step 1. Drum foundation. The core idea is this. Atmosphere smears transients. So your drums have to be organized and intentional, otherwise the track feels slow even if you're at 174. Create a MIDI track with drum rack. Build a classic two-step skeleton. Kick on beat 1. Snare on 2 and 4. That's your anchor. Now add the roller movement. Add a second kick just before the snare. The exact placement depends on your grid, but aim around the late part of beat 1 leading into beat 2. Think of it as pulling you into the snare. Then hats. Start with closed hats on straight 1/8 notes. Don't overcomplicate yet. We're going to get the shuffle from groove, not from messy programming. While you're here, handle velocities like you mean it. Main kick and snare live up around 105 to 127. Ghost hats and little extras are more like 40 to 80. If you add ghost snares, those can be super low, 25 to 55. In rollers, the quiet stuff is what creates speed. Now the critical part, groove pool. Open Ableton's groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 Swing in the 57 to 63 range. And here's the rule. Apply groove more to hats and ghost notes than to the main snare. Your snare is your lighthouse. Don't make the lighthouse wobble. In the groove settings, try timing around 20 to 45%, velocity 5 to 15%, random 2 to 8%. You want human energy, not drunken timing. Quick teacher tip. DNB rolls when the small elements swing. The backbeat stays inevitable. Now layer a break for old school motion, but keep it disciplined. Add an audio track called break. Drop in an amenish or crunchy loop. Warp it. Complex Pro is often safest if you're just getting it in time. If you want sharper, more chop transients, try beats mode. Now immediately high pass the break with a Q8. Cut below about 120 to 200 Hz. If it's still fighting, go higher. The break is there for texture, not for low end. And tuck it under your main drums. Start the break fader at -12 to -20 dB. Then bring it up until you feel it. If you can clearly identify, oh, there's the break loop, it's probably too loud for a modern roller. One more fast fix if things get weird. Phase sanity check. Put utility on the break track and try phase invert left, then phase invert right. Keep whichever position gives you more punch and less hollow weirdness. It's crude, but it saves you from that "why did my snare get smaller" moment. Now glue the drums on the drums group. Add drum bus. Drive 5 to 15%. Boom 0 to 10%. And honestly, be careful with boom, because your sub is the boss of the low end. If your pads and reverb start softening the attack, raise transients, something like plus 5 to plus 20, then add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is just cohesion, not squashing. Optional AQ8, if it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450 HE. If it's dull, a tiny high shelf around 8 to 12 KHE. Tiny, because hats and brakes will add top end fast. Step 2, bassline as the roller engine. Old school atmosphere works best when the bass is simple, consistent, and tight. The drama can come from space and texture, but the bass should feel dependable. Create a dedicated SUB track. Use operator. Oscillator is a sign. Envelope. Attack 0 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300. Sustain very low or negative infinity. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds. You're avoiding clicks but keeping it punchy. For the MIDI pattern, think call and response with kick and snare. Use 1/8 and 1/16 gaps so the bass breathes. A classic move, stay mostly on one note and only jump to the fifth or octave at the end of an 8-bar phrase, like a little signpost. Now make the sub safe. Add utility. Make it mono in the low end. The simplest is bass mono 1, or set width to 0 for the sub track entirely if you keep it pure. Then add a touch of saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This helps the sub translate on smaller speakers without you turning it up. Now mid bass. Create a mid bass track. Use wave-eatable or operator. Start with something basic, like a saw or triangle blend, and low pass it somewhere between 200 and 600 HC depending on how classic you want it. The mid bass is where you can do character, but don't let it steal the sub range. Add slight motion. Auto filter with a slow LFO, like 0.05 to 0.15 HC. Tiny depth. If it feels like the sound is alive but not wobbling, you're in the zone. Now sidechain it to the kick or to the drums group. Use compressor with sidechain enabled. Ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB gain reduction. And here's the teacher note, sidechain timing matters more than amount. If the ducking sounds obvious, don't just reduce it. Try lengthening the release so it recovers between snares instead of snapping back instantly. We want a pocket, not EDM pumping. Step 3, the main theme. Old school atmosphere without killing the drums. Create your Atmos group, and treat it like a DJ layer. It's weather, not timekeeper. Inside, you might have a PAD track, a texture or noise track, maybe a stab or resample track, and a couple effects if needed. But keep it lean. On the Atmos group, first device is a Q8. First, always, high pass the whole Atmos group around 180 to 350 HE. This depends on how busy your bass is, but the concept is, Atmos doesn't get to live in your low end. Then listen to the snare. If the Atmos fights the snare crack, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 KHC on the Atmos group. Now the secret sauce. Compress the Atmos group sidechained from the snare. Yes, from the snare. Set ratio 2:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 120 to 220 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. You're not trying to hear pumping. You're trying to feel that every snare hit makes the atmosphere inhale for a split second, so the backbeat stays dominant. If you want even more control, add an auto filter after that and automate a gentle low pass through sections. That's your arrangement energy knob. Now the pad. Use wave-eatable or analog. Choose a warm waveform, a little to tune. Add Karst ensemble lightly, like 10 to 25%, slow rate. Then send it to the long verb return, but keep that long reverb filtered. On the pad track itself, EQ it like it's guilty until proven innocent. High pass 250 to 450 HC. Low pass around 10 to 14 KHC so the pad doesn't smear your hats with hiss. And mix it low. Pads are one of the biggest reasons rollers feel slow. If your pad is loud enough to notice constantly, it's probably too loud. Now texture or noise for that tape air. Grab vinyl noise or a field recording. Band pass it with auto filter, something like 500 HC up to 6 KHC. Add a tiny LFO movement so it drifts. Then, if you want grime, add redox super subtly. Just a touch of downsample. Send a little to short verb so it lives in the same world. Teacher tip. This is how you get jungle atmosphere without stealing sub energy. You're building mood in the mids and highs, not in the lows. Now stabs and resampling. The timeless trick. Make a stab, a chord hit, a vocal chop, a rave tone, whatever fits. Then resample it. Create an audio track called Resample. Set input to resampling. Record a few hits while you play with reverb and delay sends. Then chop the best tail, reverse it for transitions, print those space hits, and place them sparingly. End of 8-bar phrases. Call and response with the snare. Don't stab every bar unless you're intentionally going full rave. Step 4. Arrangement. Keep the roller moving for 32 bars. Here's a simple 32-bar template that feels like a real DNB tune and not just a loop. Bars 1 through 9, DJ-friendly intro. Hats and break filtered, pad thin. No full sub until bar 9. Bars 9 through 17, drop 1. Full drums, sub, mid bass. Atmos is ducked and controlled. Groove is stable. Bars 17 through 25, variation. Swap the hat grid or add a ride. Add one new stab or FX. Open the pad filter slightly. Small changes only. Rollers are hypnosis with details. Bars 25 through 33, mini break and re-entry. Pull the kick for one bar. Let the pad tail bloom into the long reverb, then re-hit with a crash and maybe a snare fill. Automation ideas that actually work. Automate the break layer high pass from around 250 down to 120 right before the drop, but don't let it fight the sub. Automate a low pass on the Atmos group, so it opens a little more in later phrases. It feels like lift without adding new parts. And late in the arrangement, tiny increases on drum bus transients can feel like extra energy without changing the beat. Now, quick coaching diagnostics. These are the mistakes that ruin this style. If pads are too loud, the snare stops being the anchor. If the snare isn't the anchor, the roller stops rolling. If Atmos has too much low mid, especially 200 to 500 Hz, the groove feels late. Here's a fast low mid audit. Loop 8 bars at full energy. Sweep a narrow bell on the Atmos group between 220 and 500 Hz. If cutting 2 to 4 dB makes the track feel faster, you found the congestion point.